Good morning, and my warm greetings to you all. And may you find joy in these holidays, even at a time that's unlike any other. Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. As this year dwindles down to its precious few days, just four more to 2020 to be exact, well, we do have our hammer, and we do have our bell, and we do have our song that can bring about the vital changes that the world needs. That hammer is our hammer of justice, and that bell is the bell of our freedom. And that song is, and always will be, the song about our love and care for our brothers and sisters of this land and our brothers and sisters all over this world. I might mention that the choir, for some reason, just before the service began today, had changed the language of the traditional hammer song, and I've gone back to it. It is our brothers and our sisters all over this land, because our brothers and sisters are family everywhere, and they are the people that we're connected with and must be connected with all over this world. Well, let's lift up that hammer of justice. It's time indeed to face danger. Warning. What's happening in our world? What must change? Not in my memory has our country ever before faced such an erosion of justice as we have witnessed over the past 4 years. And that destruction of justice seems to be digging in deeper moment by moment as a presidency approaches its end. Nothing could be more striking than the list of presidential pardons exploding in the last few days from the White House, and the number of federal executions that began again in July of this year after a gap of 17 years. We now have pardons for men who were deeply engaged with Russia and its past interference in US elections. For example, Michael Flynn, George Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort. And pardons for murderers who massacred civilians. Now, on the other hand, since July, 10 prisoners convicted of federal crimes have now been executed, and more are planned over the holidays. Of course, so much else has been going forward to upend the Constitution of the United States. All legitimate sources have acknowledged and proven that the current president lost both the popular vote and the Electoral College votes. No fraud or illegality was found that could affect the election outcome. Nevertheless, the political fight goes on in the courts to overturn the election's results. Of about 50 cases brought by the campaign of the sitting president, all but one have either been dismissed or tried, and the complaint failed for lack of any evidence. Three times, the president has tried to engage the United States Supreme Court, and each time, the highest court in the land has refused that petition. There's now a plan to seize voting machines to prove baseless claims that the machines counted votes incorrectly or that they were hacked by communist countries. See freezing machines would be illegal without permission of the states. The background states have already recounted the vote by hand, and they will not allow such a seizure. And there's a plan to set up a special counsel to investigate the voter fraud, for which there is no evidence. Although this special counsel could not be removed by the next president, she could be given zero resources and have zero connections within the government. Well, new challenges to the future of the presidency and our democracy come daily. The White House is now playing with the idea of a declaration of martial law to throw out the election results in states that defeated the sitting president. Well, the military, according to now pardoned Michael Flynn, could force states to rerun elections. It could even stop members of Congress from coming to work on January 6th to certify President-elect Biden's win. Martial law entails the total suspension of the Constitution, basically a military coup. Well, the most heartening facts are that our military leaders have no interest in the president's plans. Martial law of itself does not change votes, and states are not going to run elections again. Another scheme, the Insurrection Act. It allows a president to call in troops for domestic law enforcement, as was done this summer to fight Black Lives Matter protests. To that end, Trump allies are planning a rally in Washington on January 6th as Congress certifies the election results. The presidential tweet reads, "Big protest in DC on January 6th. Be there, will be wild." Whatever violence may be in this dream, it still cannot change the election results, yet we'll still need to hammer out the warning of the danger, to warn of the violence being urged upon the president's followers, to prepare to protect our people. And then there's the plan to attack the election within the halls of Congress when lawmakers meet on January 6th. As Senator John Thune remarked, these challenges are going down like a shot dog. The hammer of justice was never more in need than it is today. We know now that our democracy has its fragility. It can fail unless we enact laws and act on those laws to save our country in the future from these vivid threats of 2020. We have a new president and a new administration within days. Let's get out the hammer and hammer out laws that bar any president of our nation from granting pardons to people who have done him powerful favors. Let's look back over our woeful history of capital punishment and join the other democracies of the world in ending executions forever. Let's review the legal requirements of martial law and secure this nation from fearing ever again that elections will be overturned by a military coup. let's review the Insurrection Act of 1803 and include new conditions if necessary, so that we keep any president from inviting violence from his followers and then using that Insurrection Act to retain power. Now, as we face a new year and a new presidency, we have the bell of freedom. The new administration offers us new leaders of many backgrounds and many colors. To date, 34 cabinet secretaries and heads of vital government agencies have been named, and they're individuals who are educated, talented, and come with relevant experience. Let's ring out our bell to them in the morning and the evening, and let's ring out the dangers and warnings our people face and will face on Inauguration Day and the years going forward. Day after day, month after month, police shootings go on, killing about 1,000 Americans a year, a majority of them people of color. From the very beginning of life, Black people know their lives are endangered by the police. You learn if your car is ordered to stop, always keep your hands in sight on the steering wheel, or you may be shot by a policeman who will say he feared you were reaching for a gun. You learn that you can be choked to death or killed with tasers for no reason other than the claim that you might have been involved in some wrongdoing. You know that even if you're handcuffed and lying on the ground, you can be shot or asphyxiated with a knee on your back. You know that police can show up without identification and beat down the door of your home and shoot without mercy, even when they've come to the wrong address for the wrong person, and they regularly get away with murder. The danger and warning, of course, go far beyond police killings of Black people. Our deep roots of racism impact people of color in every aspect of life. Where to find homes, where to go to school, where and whether good jobs are open, where the pathways lie to valued careers and the recognition of talents, and whether the right to vote has been suppressed. Our racism, especially promoted over the past 4 years, has also wrecked the lives of immigrants desperate for the well-being of their families and their futures. And it's torn hundreds of children from their parents who may never be united with their families ever again. It's time for us to ring the bell of freedom for a new president to hear. Let's ring out our bell for freedom that ends poverty. Let's ring the bell of freedom for a $15 minimum wage. Let's sound the bell of freedom to support schools so they can open up the deepest truths of science and history and creative arts. Let's ring the bell of freedom for all to live safe and in neighborhoods with affordable homes surrounded by beauty and crystal clean air. And then, last but not least, in this time like no other, let's find our songs of love for our brothers and sisters all over this land. About 19 million of our brothers and sisters are now infected with COVID-19, and that number will keep rising in the months to come. More than 331,000 of our brothers and sisters have already died of the virus, and the number of our dead will keep rising in the coming weeks and even months. Over the past 4 years, our song, To Care For and Save Our Brothers and Sisters, our song did not reach the halls of the greatest power on earth. Science was dismissed. Magical thinking became the public discourse. Health restrictions were made political. Chaos has marked the management of this pandemic in every vital aspect. New voices, new listeners will enter the halls of power in just a matter of days. Let's sing the songs of love that remind each and every one of them, and remind ourselves that every one of our brothers and sisters has the right to life. The vaccines must become available to one and all without money paid and in as short a time as possible. However, that remedy still lies in the future. Let's ask a new administration to keep its promises, to uphold masking and social distance for safety, and to enforce lockdowns whenever, wherever necessary, as we face these ongoing surges of illness and death. But the work of saving lives goes far beyond caring for those who are suffering from the virus and those whose lives will be saved by masks and social distancing and someday vaccines. We human brothers and sisters are vulnerable to far more threats than the coronavirus. The logic that all healthcare be provided for every person from birth until the end of life was never more clear and present. Just as clear and present is the warning, the danger, that our planet is spinning into a climate never before managed by human endeavor. Earth, air, water are warming past all limits we've ever seen before. Glaciers are melting and their fresh water is streaming down and will never return. The Arctic and Antarctic ice caps are melting 6 times faster than ever before in history. Oceans everywhere are rising, and their depths have become warmer and more acidic. Coral reefs are dying. Schools of fish are vanishing. Coastal people and all the other animals of this earth are threatened with the heat of the air and the rising waters. Birds and butterflies and bees are vanishing. Turbulent storms, more powerful hurricanes and cyclones are striking coasts around the world, endangering lives. And at the same time, the land on many continents is drying out in the heat so that wildfires are raging beyond control and burdening the air we breathe. Let our song of love wake up the powerful in every division of our government Let them know there's no longer time for some slow transition from fossil fuel use to the economy of green energy. There's no longer time to close our eyes to the devastation of climate change. There's no longer time to turn away from this reality and live with a pretense that this is a political issue. The game of profit and loss is over. We're already beyond all the loss we can bear. Our democracy, it now stands on the threshold of the new year as we search for change to save our Constitution, to provide for the needs of all our brothers and sisters, to begin the healing of our planet. Spirit of love and life that pervades everything that lives, may we find the strength to hammer out justice so that we may grow past the dangers and warnings that do threaten the world around us, so we can start anew. Spirit of love and life that sees beyond the present and carries the best promise of the future, even in the face of all warning and danger. May we find the skill and vigor to ring the bell of freedom so that all of us, all of our sisters and brothers, find freedom's pathways open to us all from the moment of birth onward. Spirit of love and life that lives in the songs of our hearts and cries out to warn us of danger, may we find the grace to remember that love is the thread that weaves our lives and joins us to all that lives on our planet. And may we find songs that celebrate the vital changes we seek in this new year before us. May it be so. Namaste.